Grady Ray used to be a police officer. He was a cop in Newport, Tennessee for about 8 years. He says he got burned out.
I really did, man. I just felt like in a small town, you pretty much just work for Walmart. And it just, I don't know. I just felt like that the monoline job was to keep poor people in check, and I can't do that. I can't, couldn't bring myself to do that anymore. And I got hurt, so that was another reason I'm not a cop anymore.
So for a career change, he started doing this for a living.
Crazy. You guys are a great crowd.
He became a stand-up comedian. Some of his material pokes fun at his old job.
Okay, I'm over it. I'm just tired of people asking me stupid questions all the time. Like, have I ever been shot? Or have I ever shot anybody? Or if I could please stop tasering their grandmother?
So at what point while you're a police officer do you decide, I want to do stand-up comedy as well?
I've been doing stand-up for about 3 years, so I'd always thought of it. And I wanted something extra, like people go to the gym, whatever. But I wanted something, you know what I mean? Something to relieve the stress, you know what I mean? Just like just to have a hobby and not think about the day to day work as a police officer, because it can get crazy.
Do cops generally have a pretty good sense of humor?
No.
I'm also tired of people asking me about car seats. You know what I mean? I don't have kids, man. Didn't even have a car seat growing up. Grew up poor. Tell you about it. You know what I mean? Didn't have a car seat. My mama put me in the lap. You know what I mean? Rode down the road. And sometimes she'd get beer. Yeah. And then she'd use my little afro as a beer koozie. It was awesome.
I don't like to offend. I'm just a big bowl of biracial love sauce, okay? That's what I am. It's gonna keep things happy. Just imagine that there's like rainbow sherbet just streaming out of my mouth right now. That's what I do.
Grady Ray is touring with Knoxville comedians Matt Ward and J.C. Ratliff on the Quit Your Day Job comedy tour. If Grady Ray is the non-offensive one in the group, J.C. Ratliff is the exact opposite. He seems to enjoy provoking audiences.
When did it become appropriate to call yourselves hipsters? That was supposed to be an insult that we called you.
The misanthropes and the disenfranchised, you're my demographic.
I am a 30-year-old man with a $50 a week comic book subscription that he has to pay.
And JC, what were you doing before stand-up?
Nothing.
Really?
I used to have a real career. I can't say which government agency because I'm kind of signed off on that. And I hated it, and I left. And
Matt Ward organized the tour. He's also the designated driver. His old day job, he spent 6 years as a sales manager for a cell phone company before becoming a full-time comedian. Ward's humor tends to be a lot of quick jokes on random topics, anything from Waffle House to the U.S. Census to hunting.
I think the manliest thing ever be to drink wild turkey while hunting wild turkeys.
So the stuff I say, it'll take a second before you realize I just said something very, very weird.
So apparently finders, keepers, losers, weepers doesn't apply to credit cards. There's no cute rhyme for identity theft, guys. Not even a haiku. Until now. I took your credit card from below, where purses lie in shade. Forgive me. Cha-ching!
These comedians will travel about 3,000 miles during this tour. They'll go to Alabama, Louisiana, and Knoxville, as well as Chattanooga. Their expenses are surprisingly low. They're spending about $1,000 on food, fuel, things like that, and they raised the money through Kickstarter. To keep expenses low, they're crashing on friends' couches and eating out of a cooler in their Subaru Outback. They sometimes perform in out-of-the-way places, but social media keeps them connected to their fans.
Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter will get you more attendance at a show than most people ever put stock into it.
YouTube especially, I think it's the most underrated of all of them, because everybody thinks of just crappy viral videos on YouTube, but if you put a little blurb out there and just let people know where you're going to be, they'll see the video. People search for that stuff, so they'll find it.
So for somebody who says to themselves, you know, I've been wanting to do stand-up for a long time, I'm working whatever day job I'm working, how do they get started?
Just open mics, any stage time. You generally can just Google your town's name, comedy open mic, and you might find something. If you're in a town that's, you know, got 60,000 people or more, sometimes it's difficult in the smaller cities to find stuff to do. Chattanooga's got a couple places, of course, but if you went out to like Dalton, I think Dalton's got like one place, the pizza, Mr. T's Pizza, that does it every once in a while. But you really just have to do some web searches to find other places.
Stage time.
Don't build yourself up so much that you know what I mean. You're gonna bomb. Okay, and you know that you know I could like you hear people all the time. Oh, I can't do it. I'm afraid to talk. No, you can do it.
I have more fun bombing.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You learn more about the joke, and you learn more about just kind of yourself in a way.
Thresholds for sure. Yeah. Where you can go and where you can't go.
Your tolerance for pain you'll learn very quickly from bombing. But it's not just if the joke was bad. Is this something that's just funny to me, or is this a topic that people don't really want to hear about, or did I just tell a really good joke to a crowd that this is just not the demographic for? Is like something I can put in my pocket and use in another market. Like you will learn a lot more about how to like arrange your sets and how to write. Because if you do the same, say, half hour every place you go for 10 days, that half hour might not work with the same people. You have to have variated material. And the only way that you really start to learn what jokes to tell where just by looking at a crowd is by bombing.
So you'll be performing at JJ's on the 27th. It's the Quit Your Day Job comedy tour. How many times have you performed at JJ's before?
I've been there now, I think this will be the third time doing a full set. I've done little guest spots and stuff like that, like when they had Kyle Kinane, I performed before him, but that was just like a 10-minute spot. This will be the first time for Grady, and then JC, yeah. I think you've done open mics there.
I've done a couple of mics, and the first time I went down there, they let me close out the show and do about 10 or 15 there, I think.
How can the listeners find information online?
You can actually go to quityourdayjobcomedy.com or find us on Facebook, Quit Your Day Job Comedy, and that'll have all the information of our individual Twitter feeds and individual websites and all that.
Great. Well, thank you all very much.
Hey, thanks
for having us. Thank you, man.